L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
There's a place in Tampa where old Florida grandeur still lingers in the air, like the scent of an expensive cigar from another century. The towering minarets, the red brick facade, and the sweeping verandas of the Tampa Bay Hotel tell the story of an era when luxury knew no limits and history was being written with every clink of fine china. Once the crown jewel of railroad tycoon Henry B. Plant's empire, this sprawling Moorish revival masterpiece drew presidents, generals, and high society like moths to its lavish flame. But as with many monuments to the past, there's a shadow behind the shine. Today, the building houses the University of Tampa and the Henry B. Plant Museum, while just next door, the Oxford Exchange serves up elegant brunches beneath skylights and beside shelves of leather-bound books. But beneath the surface of this historic setting, there are whispers of ghostly soldiers still marching through the halls, of a mysterious lady in white appearing at the grand staircase, and of unseen presences that make even the most skeptical visitors glance nervously over their shoulders. Are these mere echoes of history reverberating through creaky floors and drafty halls? Or is something far more restless at play? Tonight, we pull back the heavy velvet curtains and step into the lingering mist of Tampa's haunted history. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. It began as a bold vision, a dream crafted from brick, steel, and opulence along the sunny shores of Tampa, Florida. In the late 1880s, Florida was still considered the edge of the American frontier, an untamed, humid expanse not yet known for the palm-lined vacation dreams we picture today. That was until Henry B. Plant, a man with a railroad empire in his pocket and an eye for grandeur, set his sights on transforming Tampa into a winter playground for the nation's elite. Plant didn't just build a hotel, he built a palace. The Tampa Bay Hotel opened its doors in 1891, stretching over 6 acres of lush grounds wrapped in regal red brick and crowned with gleaming silver minarets. Architect J. A. Wood, well known for his penchant for exotic designs, embraced the Moorish revival style with passion. Horseshoe arches, domed cupolas, and intricate woodwork turned the hotel into a visual masterpiece that stood apart from anything else in the South. At a time when hotels were modest and utilitarian, this one came outfitted with electricity, telephones in every room, private baths, and even an elevator, luxuries that were nearly unheard of. But it wasn't just luxury that gave the Tampa Bay Hotel its allure. It was the clientele. Presidents like Theodore Roosevelt, who once prepared his Rough Riders at the hotel before shipping out to Cuba during the Spanish-American War, walked these halls. Foreign diplomats, industrial magnates, authors, and artists filled the grand dining rooms. Lavish balls and garden parties were the order of the day. Servants scurried between floors, porters managed an endless parade of steamer trunks, and the soft glow of Edison bulbs illuminated an age of gilded decadence. The Spanish-American War, in particular, stitched the hotel directly into the fabric of American history. As tensions flared in 1898, the hotel became a bustling hub of military activity. Soldiers bivouacked on the grounds, the opulent spaces of the hotel doubling as makeshift command centers. Officers plotted strategies beneath chandeliers, and weary troops, many of whom would never return from the battlefields, prepared for the unknown. Some say the emotional residue of those final nights, hope, fear, longing, soaked into the very walls of the hotel. But war isn't the only thing that left a mark. Time itself began to take its toll. After Henry Plant's death, his empire fragmented. The Tampa Bay Hotel soldiered on until the Great Depression tightened its icy grip on the country. By 1932, after four decades of glittering soirees and high society glamour, the hotel closed its doors to paying guests. Yet its story was far from over. The city of Tampa stepped in, purchasing the sprawling complex and breathing new life into it. Part of the building found fresh purpose as the University of Tampa, opening its doors to students eager to learn beneath its cavernous ceilings. Another portion was meticulously preserved as the Henry B. Plant Museum, where today visitors can step back in time and experience the luxury of the Gilded Age firsthand. Next door, the Oxford Exchange emerged in the early 21st century, revitalizing the neighborhood with a blend of old-world sophistication and modern flair. The Exchange pays homage to the area's history with its design, iron staircases, wood-paneled walls, and grand skylights that flood the space with sunlight. Patrons sip artisanal coffees and browse curated bookshelves, blissfully unaware or perhaps knowingly aware of the legacy that lingers beyond the page and porcelain cup. Yet with history of this magnitude, there always comes something more, even as the hotel transformed into a place of learning and the Oxford Exchange blossomed into a gathering spot for locals and tourists alike. Whispers of the past refused to be silenced. Longtime staff at the museum and university began to share hushed accounts of strange sounds echoing through empty corridors, footsteps heavy and deliberate pacing through long abandoned hallways, doors creaking open without cause, and in the stillness of night, fleeting glimpses of shadowy figures in period attire slipping just out of view. Security guards tasked with keeping watch over the historic structure sometimes found themselves feeling like the ones being watched. At first, these occurrences were brushed aside. Easy explanations flowed readily. Old buildings creak and groan with age. Drafty windows rattle. The footsteps, probably echoes from elsewhere in the cavernous structure, or perhaps tricks of the acoustics bouncing down the ornate hallways. But as the tales accumulated, curiosity deepened. Some visitors reported hearing disembodied voices murmuring in rooms devoid of life. One guest, touring the museum, claimed to have seen the shadowy form of a soldier standing motionless in a corner, only for him to vanish when she turned her head. Was it her imagination, sparked by the rich history of the place? Or had she brushed shoulders with something far less explainable? Skeptics argue that much of this is the natural byproduct of suggestion. When you step into a place so steeped in history, especially one where tales of war and death intertwine with stories of grandeur, your mind begins to fill in the blanks. It's called the power of suggestion, and it can make even the most rational person second-guess a shadow in the corner or a chill down the spine. Environmental factors can't be dismissed either. The architecture of the Tampa Bay Hotel is breathtaking, but also contributes to these eerie experiences. The high ceilings and endless corridors can distort sound, making footsteps or voices seem to come from nowhere. Shifting temperatures caused by the Florida climate can create bursts of cold air or strange noises as materials expand and contract. And then there's the old plumbing, pipes that bang and moan, creating their own nocturnal soundtrack. Still, not every story can be so easily explained. It's one thing to hear a random noise in an old building, it's another to see a figure in full military dress step into view, only to dissolve into thin air. And that's where the line between history and mystery begins to blur. As tales of odd occurrences and spectral sightings continue to circulate, among staff, students, and visitors alike, the Tampa Bay Hotel and Oxford Exchange have both become living monuments, not just to the grandeur of the past, but perhaps to the restless spirits that refuse to let the past fade quietly into history. As we move deeper into the story of the Tampa Bay Hotel, it's clear that this place is more than just a museum frozen in time. Beneath the polished floors and gleaming exhibits lies something more elusive, a presence felt by many, seen by some, and stubbornly resistant to rational explanation. One of the most chilling and consistently reported phenomena involves the appearance of shadowy figures. These aren't vague movements caught out of the corner of an eye. Witnesses, including museum docents and university staff, describe distinct silhouettes, often dressed in what looks like military garb from the late 19th century. These figures tend to appear in the quietest parts of the building, down long, dimly lit hallways, or standing silently in corners of empty rooms. Nighttime security guards walking their rounds through the labyrinth of historic spaces have reported moments of sheer unease. Some claim to have seen shapes darting from one room to another, though upon investigation, no one is ever found. Others speak of the unmistakable sensation of being followed, the hair on the back of their necks rising with a chill that no Florida humidity can explain. And then there's the lady in white. She's become something of a legend unto herself. Described as a graceful woman dressed in flowing white attire, she's most frequently spotted gliding down the hotel's grand staircase or gazing wistfully from the upper windows as if watching for a lover who will never return. Some believe she could be the spirit of a woman connected to the Spanish-American War era, perhaps the wife or fiancé of a soldier who once stayed at the hotel and never came home. Others suspect she may have been a guest who succumbed to illness or tragedy during her stay. Her appearances are usually brief but profound. Witnesses describe a sudden drop in temperature followed by an overwhelming sense of melancholy. She never speaks, never interacts, but her presence is unmistakable, leaving a lasting impression on those who encounter her. Paranormal investigation teams have taken a keen interest in the hotel over the years, bringing with them an arsenal of high-tech equipment aimed at capturing the unexplained. EMF detectors, designed to measure electromagnetic fluctuations, have registered unexplained spikes in areas where visual sightings have been reported. Infrared cameras have captured what some interpret as human-shaped anomalies moving through empty spaces. Perhaps most compelling are the EVPs, electronic voice phenomena, captured during late-night sessions. Investigators have recorded faint voices seemingly responding to their questions. Words like help, stay, and get out have been captured on audio, chilling reminders that if spirits linger here, they are not merely passive observers. Temperature readings have also produced puzzling results. Investigators have documented abrupt drops of up to 20 degrees Fahrenheit in localized spots, pockets of cold air that defy explanation. Given the hotel's updated climate control systems, these cold spots often coincide with sightings of shadow figures or the lady in white, leading some to believe these temperature anomalies mark the presence of spectral entities. Surprisingly, even the Oxford Exchange, the stylish and bustling neighbor of the museum, hasn't escaped the whispers of the unexplained. Though known today as a chic gathering spot for brunches and book lovers, the Exchange inhabits a building with its own historic roots. Staff and patrons alike have reported strange occurrences. The sound of footsteps on the upper floor when no one is there, doors that open or close without cause, and fleeting shadows glimpsed among the sun-drenched walls. Some paranormal researchers speculate that the extensive renovations to create the Oxford Exchange may have disturbed lingering energies. It's a theory common in paranormal circles that construction can stir the pot, so to speak, awakening dormant spirits or residual hauntings. Whether or not you believe it, the stories from the Exchange add another layer to the tapestry of mystery surrounding this corner of Tampa. Yet for all the technology and testimony, questions remain. Are these encounters the result of residual hauntings, energy imprints from the building's past replaying like old film reels? Or could they be manifestations of intelligent entities, seeking recognition from the living? Paranormal theorists often debate this very distinction, with some leaning toward the idea that the hotel's wartime past, with its heightened emotions and unfinished stories, has left an indelible mark. Skeptics, of course, offer alternative explanations. They point to confirmation bias, where visitors primed by ghost stories interpret natural events as supernatural. They reference infrasound, low-frequency vibrations that can induce feelings of dread or even hallucinations. And they remind us of the building's age, old structures settle, materials contract, and the resulting noises can easily spook the unwary. Yet despite these logical interpretations, the legends endure. Employees of the museum continue to trade tales of unexplained activity. University students studying late into the night speak of hearing footsteps echoing down empty corridors. Patrons at the Oxford Exchange glance over their shoulders, feeling eyes upon them in moments when they believe they're alone. These aren't isolated incidents. They are a chorus of experiences spanning generations and refusing to be silenced. Whether fueled by imagination, environmental quirks, or something genuinely otherworldly. The stories surrounding the Tampa Bay Hotel and its elegant neighbor, the Oxford Exchange, persist as some of Tampa's most enduring mysteries. As long as the minarets gleam in the Florida sun and the grand staircase casts its sweeping shadow, the question will remain. Do these walls merely remember their history, or do they still live it? When you step inside the Tampa Bay Hotel or linger a little longer over brunch at the Oxford Exchange, you can't help but feel it, that weight of history pressing gently but unmistakably against your senses. It's in the echo of footsteps across polished wood floors and the flicker of light playing tricks through the arched windows, and in the stories that refuse to fade no matter how many times they're explained away. On one hand, we've got rock-solid theories, drafty corridors, architectural quirks, and the psychological power of suggestion are formidable forces in buildings like this. After all, when you're told you might see a ghost, your brain starts to look for one, turning creaks into whispers and shadows into soldiers. Add in the eerie effects of infrasound and those classic old pipes rattling through the night, and you've got the perfect recipe for a haunting atmosphere. But then, there are those moments that slip right through the cracks of logic. The chill in the air where it shouldn't be. The voices caught on recorders when the room is otherwise still. The fleeting figure of a woman in white glimpsed by people with no prior knowledge of her legend. Those are the ones that make even the skeptics pause, however briefly, and wonder if something beyond the veil is brushing past us. Maybe what keeps this story alive isn't just the phenomena themselves, but our very human need to connect with the past, to feel that history is not just dead and dusty, but alive in some way with us. Ghost stories give us a strange kind of comfort. They remind us that people who once danced across these grand ballrooms or nervously waited for news of battle might still linger, not entirely gone, not entirely forgotten. So, the next time you're in Tampa, beneath the towering minarets or beneath the warm glow of the Oxford Exchange skylight, listen closely. You might just hear the echoes of the past, or you might find the past whispering right back. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com. Legends, the greatest social casino experience, has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.